Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hey there, Patriots fans, and thanks for watching Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and my trusty sidekick, Bob Soucy, is hanging out with me after the Patriots get through a nail-biter. Just kidding, it was 51-17. What did you take away from today's game?
Well, remarkable performance, first of all, by the offense. 9 possessions before the final kneel-downs by Jimmy Garoppolo, and Tom Brady led the Patriots, Miranda, to 9 scores. 6 touchdowns, 3 field goals. Brady's touchdown pass to Danny Amendola, his 400th career touchdown pass. Then he delivered another to Keyshawn Martin, his first score as a Patriot. Gostkowski, the place kicker, Steven, now with 425 consecutive extra points made. That's a new record as well in the NFL.
So what you're telling me, things to take away from today's game is that the Patriots are just really, really good right now.
This offense right now is almost unstoppable. And I think when you look around the league and you look at the Patriots' schedule, it's going to be very difficult for any team on that schedule the rest of the way to contain this offense given the current personnel, because Brady is using all of his receivers. We saw it last week in the performance at Buffalo. They built on it again today. Deion Lewis, another great start. And then LeGarrette Blount, in a more powery game, scores 3 touchdowns.
You mentioned Danny Amendola catching Tom Brady's 400th pass as in his career. He's the only the fourth player in the NFL to do so. But Amendola very swiftly gave the ball to the crowd afterwards. Did we get an update as to whether we got that ball back?
I was informed by a league source after the game that indeed the Patriots got that football back. Yeah, Danny was ready to throw it way into the seats, which would have made it a lot more difficult to
right.
get it back. Then he handed it to a fan, and then immediately the rest of the teammates who were out there celebrating went to the fan apparently and got the football back.
Let's talk defensively. The defense also had a good performance today. There were a lot of threats that the Jaguars could have presented in terms of T.J. Yeldon and Allen Robinson. They seemed to keep them contained today. What was the key?
Rushing defense was good against Yeldon. A workhorse last week against Miami. He never really got in track. Beyond that, the Patriots with a secondary that employed Justin Coleman, a rookie free agent, first appearance in the NFL for him. Jordan Richards, a rookie, a second rounder from Stanford. So I think the nice thing to take away from this game from their perspective is that Bill Belichick was able to play some young guys and start to experiment a little bit out there with those guys, get a chance to look at them in game action. No Bradley Fletcher today, no Tavon Wilson, both inactive. Devin McCourty, an interception, the keys, a touchdown drive late in the first half, really enabled the Patriots to pull away. So the defense made the stops when it had to for the most part. But remarkably for the offense today, nearly an 80% conversion rate on third down. Talked about the efficiency with Brady out there. And this team really clicking on all cylinders offensively. And the defense just needs to come up with a stop every now and then.
All right. Well, that'll wrap it up for this week. Again, the Patriots beat Jacksonville 51-17. On behalf of Bob and I, we'll see you in Dallas.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.